Businesses struggling under the economic downturn caused by the pandemic are calling for the wage subsidy to continue in some form after it's due to end in September. The wage subsidy scheme has been credited with saving the jobs of thousands as the crisis took its grip on the country. Andrew McRae reports.
To date, 1.7 million jobs have been cushioned by the wage subsidy at a cost of just over $12 billion. Ricky Kinnaird co-owns Russell's historic Duke of Marlborough Hotel. He had to lay off seasonal staff months earlier than planned as bookings disappeared overnight, and the future of his 50 permanent workers also looked pretty grim without the subsidy.
Without that, we would have been forced to lay, you know, maybe 35 out of the 50 off and basically go into hibernation.
He says even with an increase in domestic tourism, the future's still uncertain and targeted help for the sector is vital.
If we can have some level of support to navigate, say, through the next 12 months of uncertainty, it means we'll just keep lights on, you know, and people will be employed longer.
The jobs of all 40 workers at Robinson Ashfelt in Whangarei were saved by the wage subsidy. Co-owner Annette Johnston says applying was a no-brainer.
We needed it to support our staff so they could all keep their jobs, and we didn't know how long we were going to be going into lockdown for.
In Northland, 60% of businesses took up the subsidy, and this dropped to 40% for the extension. Its Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Steve Smith says once the subsidy comes to an end, targeted help for some businesses is essential.
Certain regions and certainly certain industry sectors are going to take quite a bit longer before they can get back on their feet. A lot of the individuals in those businesses are quite specialist and are difficult to replace. And of course, as these businesses switch back on, they're not necessarily going to be there. You know, these people can't afford to sit around doing nothing.
Just over 291,000 jobs were covered in the second round of the wage subsidy. 41,000 were newcomers, not covered during the first round. Senior economist at Infometrics, Brad Olson, says this just proves the economy is far from out of the woods.
What I think we're going to continue to see is businesses, as they try and rearrange their affairs, are going to try and keep as many workers as possible on, and they're going to use that wage subsidy to do it. At the same time, they are going to start rationalising their workforce.
Brad Olson says it's important to realise assistance at the scale of the wage subsidies can't continue unabated, as it's just not realistic. He says ongoing help for businesses, particularly those reliant on international tourists, needs to change.
I think that as we move forward, we need to have both some targeted support for industries who are struggling to get back on their feet but are moving towards that. At the same time, we need to have some funding going to those areas, those sectors that are not going to be the same, to allow them to transition to something different.
Brad Olson says it's too early to say if any businesses supported by the wage subsidy will end up folding, because there is other help out there and it'll take a year or so for struggling businesses to throw in the towel. Kirk Hope from Business New Zealand says there's no real argument for another wage subsidy extension.
So you'd expect to see a sort of telescoping downwards of the number of businesses that would need that sort of support, and I think it would need to be very targeted.
Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the government's considering what assistance could be provided for those still affected by the economic impact of COVID-19. He says the focus is on more targeted, sector-specific support. For Morning Report, Andrew McRae, 10A.